said Roo accidentally.
"Roo, dear," said Kanga reproachfully.
"Was it me?"
asked Roo, a little surprised.
"What's Eeyore talking about?"
Piglet whispered to Pooh.
"I don't know," said Pooh rather dolefully.
"I thought this was your party."
"I thought it was, once, but I suppose it isn't."
"I'd sooner it was yours than Eeyore's," said Piglet.
"So would I," said Pooh.
"Ah,"
said Roo again.
"As I was saying," said Eeyore loudly and sternly, "as I was saying when I was interrupted by various loud sounds, I feel that..."
"Here it is,"
cried Christopher Robin excitedly.
"Pass it down to silly old Pooh. It's for Pooh."
"For Pooh," said Eeyore.
"Of course it is. The best bear in all the world."
"I might have known," said Eeyore. "After all, one can't complain. I have my friends. Someone spoke to me only yesterday. And was it last week or the week before that Rabbit bumped into me and said, 'Bother!'" "The social round. Always something going on."
Nobody was listening, for they were all saying, "Open it, Pooh."
"What is it, Pooh?"
"I know what it is."
"No, you don't." And other helpful remarks of this sort. And of course, Pooh was opening it as quickly as ever he could, but without cutting the string, because you never know when a bit of string might be useful. At last, it was undone. When Pooh saw what it was, he nearly fell down, he was so pleased. It was a special pencil case. There were pencils in it marked B for Bear, and pencils marked HB for Helping Bear, and pencils marked BB for Brave Bear. There was a knife for sharpening the pencils, an India rubber for rubbing out anything which you had spelt wrong, and a ruler for ruling lines for the words to walk on, and inches marked on the ruler in case you wanted to know how many inches anything was, and blue pencils and red pencils and green pencils for saying special things in blue and red and green. And all these lovely things were in little pockets of their own in a special case which shut with a click when you clicked it. And they were all for Pooh.
"Oh,"
said Pooh.
"Oh, Pooh,"
said everybody else, except Eeyore.
"Thank you,"
growled Pooh.